Hello and welcome to the Animals Naturally podcast. I aim with this podcast to help you get ideas and tips on how to care for your animal more naturally, whether they are large or small, your family pet, or another animal you care for. I'm Suzanne and I'm founder of international consultancy Taranet. I provide help to animal-related businesses, as well as offering training and policy development around domestic abuse and its impacts on animals. So what are we looking at in this edition of the Animals Naturally podcast? This time I'm focusing on the link between hormone imbalance and behavioural changes in your dogs. We all have hormones. As a human, we're bound to be aware of them, as they can make a big difference to our lives. The same is true for our dogs. But first of all, what are hormones? Hormones are chemical messengers that regulate many bodily functions, including behaviour and body language. So when there is an imbalance in hormones for our dogs, it can lead to a variety of behavioural changes. Hormonal imbalances in dogs have several types, but so are their treatment options. Some supplements like lignans for dogs are crafted to help dog parents manage these behavioural changes. A good place to start in understanding more about whether hormone imbalance is making a difference to your dog is to consider what behavioural changes your dog has had. For all dog lovers, you'll know that dogs are generally known for their unique personalities and expressive behaviours. However, the onset of a hormonal imbalance can result in subtle changes and even unexpected shifts. Here are several behavioural changes in dogs that might catch your eye. You may find that they have heightened aggression. A typically friendly dog might suddenly display heightened aggressive behaviour, directing it towards another dog, people, or even inanimate objects. This sudden behaviour change and shift in temperament can be a cause for concern and prompt further investigation. Secondly, your dog may have destructive behaviour. Chewing, digging, growling and scratching, these are behaviours that suggest destruction and they can indicate anxiety or stress due to hormone imbalance as an underlying cause. A once well-behaved dog could transform into a seemingly unrecognisable whirlwind of activity. Or you may find separation-induced anxiety. Our dogs thrive on companionship, and the onset of a hormonal imbalance may trigger separation anxiety. Dogs that were once calm and collected might now show visible signs of distress when parted from their human family members. Another way to see possible hormone imbalance is that your dog has excessive hyperactivity. While boundless energy is normally a good trait, excessive hyperactivity may signal they have an underlying hormonal irregularity. If your furry friend's energy levels skyrocket beyond their usual demeanour, hormones could be at the root of the transformation. Another sign could be unexplained licking or chewing. Unusual or excessive licking or chewing can indicate your dog's attempt to manage the anxiety or boredom that hormonal imbalances can bring about. Or does your dog have disrupted appetite and sleep? Aside from dog behaviour, hormonal imbalances can take a toll on appetite and sleep patterns. Some dogs may lose interest in their food, while others might struggle to find restful sleep, both potential indicators of an internal imbalance. There are many ways you can see hormonal imbalance affecting your dog's behaviour. And it might also include them being more noisy than normal. So for instance, they might suddenly be more whiny or barky, and this might be your dog's way of expressing their inner turmoil caused by hormonal changes, effectively communicating their discomfort or anxiety. If you suspect your dog has any of these issues, then getting veterinary advice is essential. Understanding more about what is causing your dog's behaviour is important, and how hormones may be making a difference. So do speak to your veterinary surgeon as soon as possible. As I read through there's a lot of different possible behaviour changes. So hormones really are at the root of everything, and I think as humans we can probably empathise with that for any of us who've ever had a good day or a bad day. There can be lots of reasons for that, and hormones are at the root of it. So some of the hormones that can create issues include estrogen and progesterone. Most notably associated with females, imbalances in estrogen and progesterone can arise during significant life stages such as the estrous cycle, pregnancy or menopause, exerting a significant influence on behaviour. There are also thyroid hormones. These hormones are responsible for metabolism and growth regulation. Imbalances in thyroid hormones can affect energy levels and overall demeanour in dogs. Or there's also adrenal hormones. The stress responses and blood sugar regulations are under the domain of adrenal hormones. Hormonal imbalances, as seen in conditions like Cushing's or Addison's disease, can cause behaviour changes. Testosterone. Whilst commonly associated with males, imbalances in testosterone can occur in neutered dogs or those facing prostate issues, potentially driving shifts in behaviour. So what can you do to help your dog's hormone issues? Well, there are a range of solutions and strategies to help. As I said earlier, do speak to your veterinary surgeon for advice. There are now many treatments that have been developed to address hormonal imbalances and the subsequent changes in the behaviour they trigger. This includes medicinal interventions, so medications that can be administered orally through injections or topically, can effectively regulate hormonal imbalances, helping your dog's equilibrium. Tailored nutrition. Nutrition makes a massive difference to all aspects of our lives and our dog's lives too. So adapting your dog's diet to suit their age, breed and activity levels contribute to hormonal balance. You can contact your veterinarian for advice on the most suitable dietary adjustments. Also, harness the power of supplements. So lignans, they are potent plant compounds found in flaxseed, soybeans and fruits. You can add these to your dog's diet through various means. You can incorporate flaxseed meal or flaxseed oil supplements, opting for foods naturally rich in lignans, such as selected fruits and vegetables. Also, empower positive behaviour. Unravelling the common dog behaviour problems resulting from hormonal imbalances requires a multifaceted approach. You may also seek help from a behaviour specialist to help you determine the most suitable way to help your dog and train. So obviously, if they get used to acting in a certain way, it may take time for them to adjust to realising they don't need to do that anymore. And they may not just suddenly change the ways of how they've been behaving. So do speak to a dog behaviourist if you need to. Exercise and stimulation. Keeping your dog physically and mentally engaged can help relieve stress and anxiety. Being consistent, so a stable routine fosters security and minimise anxiety for your dog. Try and mitigate loneliness. So prolonged periods of solitude can lead to anxiety-driven behaviours as dogs strive for balanced companionship in their lives. Embrace positive reinforcement. Rewarding good behaviour and ignoring undesirable actions aids in fostering appropriate conduct and effective behaviour modification. And get professional support. As I said before, there are certified animal behaviourists who can offer valuable insights and guidance for managing challenging behaviour. But obviously, if there is an underlying hormonal cause, that does need to be addressed, and it's all part of a holistic approach to helping your dog. So in conclusion, there are many reasons why your dog may have a hormonal imbalance, and there are many different behaviour that you might see in your dog that is a result of that hormonal imbalance. So a professional input from your veterinarian is absolutely essential. If your dog is diagnosed with a hormonal imbalance, treating them with patience and understanding goes a long way. Their behavioural changes might not improve overnight. However, an expert's help and suitable medication or supplementation in their diet, your dog can overcome these imbalances and live a happy and healthy life. I hope you found this helpful. And if you know anybody who'd find this interesting to help their dog, then do please share it with them. Also, do listen to some of the other Animals Naturally podcast episodes for more holistic animal healthcare tips and more, including on the sensitive topic of pet bereavement, which I keep finding is coming up among my social networks. Obviously, it's something that we all face as a dog or animal parents, is that we can have an animal who will pass away at some point. So pet bereavement is something that I'm quite passionate about, people giving themselves the time and understanding to actually cope with the grief. But there's that episode with Erica Messer from Wolfie's Wish on the Animals Naturally podcast playlist, and there's also many other topics on the Animals Naturally playlist too. I hope you found this useful. This information I've to talk to you about actually was originally on the Natural Pet Health blog, which is on the Tarmanet website, and was a guest post from one of my invaluable contributors. So I hope that's been useful, as I said before. If you have any questions, then do contact me via my website at tarmanet.co.uk, and you will find lots of information on there too. Until next time, goodbye.